Mrajuhtuden.
Mrajuhtuden.
Sober as... Sober... Sober... Sober as...
Welcome to the Anonymous Eskimo Project, a program devoted to bringing hope to those struggling with mental health issues and addiction. Through candid conversations with guests about mental health issues, addiction, and sobriety, we can let those who are struggling know that they are not alone. I am your host, Ralph Sara. On today's show, I have Joel Wood, Miigwenaq Kamasaginat, one who picks up feathers or feather pickup man. Joel is Plains Cree from Musquechis, Alberta, Canada, Treaty 6 territory. Joel is a singer, a songwriter, motivational speaker, a champion dancer, and he is also a member of 9-time Grammy-nominated and multi-award-winning powwow round dance group, Northern Cree. Joel is alcohol and drug-free and is an advocate for walking on the red road. So guys, please help me welcome Joel Wood. Hi Joel, how are you?
Hi, Ralph. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I'm so grateful that I finally get to talk to you about your story.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a back and forth conversation, I think. Email, yeah. trying to connect with one another.
Yeah, but we're here, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad to make it finally happen.
So can you go ahead and introduce yourself so everybody can get to know you?
Yeah, I'm Joel Wood. You know, a lot of times when I go around introducing myself, I like to introduce myself as my real name, which is Miigwenaq Kamasaginat, the one who picks up feathers or feather pickup man. But all in all, I'm Joel Wood. I'm from a place called Musquechis, Alberta in Canada, and it's part of Treaty 6 territory. And yeah, I guess you could say I'm a soloist now. Well, I'm also part of Northern Cree, and I've been part of Northern Cree drum group since I was 9 years old. But yeah, I do a little bit of solo work in my spare time.
Awesome. You're also like you're a singer, you're a songwriter, motivational speaker, and a champion dancer.
I love to dance. So yeah, you know, I've heard that one before, but you know, sometimes I'm lucky to get into the pay window. I am a singer songwriter. I do play the flute. I do the grass dance. Yeah, that's who I am.
And being part of Northern Cree, the group has been nominated, it says, 9 times for Grammy.
That's correct. Northern Cree has 9 Grammy nominations, and it's you know. We haven't won yet, but it's been fun every time we get to go and be recognized for our music and represent our people.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's amazing. 9-time Grammy nominated, man. You're also alcohol and drug free, and you advocate for walking on the red road.
That's what it says in my bio, and that's who I am. That's what I live by. You know, it wasn't always like that. I really struggled when I was younger, and that's something that, you know, I don't shy away from speaking about because it's part of who I am. Today, I live a clean life, and I'm very proud of that. And, you know, that's something that I want to express and share, be able to share my story with anybody who wants to listen. I always want to direct it towards the youth in our communities, but I really want to share that with just anybody who's willing to listen.
Yeah. Can you let everybody know what your life looked like before you got sober?
I was, I drank alcohol quite a bit. I smoked marijuana, and those are the two things that were, kind of holding me back, I guess. Things weren't really, I guess you could say when I was, drinking quite a bit, drinking alcohol quite a bit, I always expected things to just happen, like good things. And then when good things didn't happen, I would get down on myself and I would always be questioning, how come this is going so bad? How come nothing's good is happening for me? This and that, And it wasn't really something that, I thought too much about other than being in the moment. I knew that, I was struggling. I knew that, I don't know why. I didn't know why I was struggling. I didn't come from a home like that, I didn't grow up around alcohol and drugs, but I guess I was just being young and trying to find myself. But I've always been a singer, and I've always been into our ceremonial ways, and I've started attending more in that time, trying to find a way back to the Red Road. And it took a number of years, and it took countless times of trying to be in that mindset of, I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to smoke marijuana anymore. And it just wasn't really, those things weren't helping me in my life. I wanted to do things. I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to be able to. I love singing. Like I said, I've always loved singing. I wanted to be able to share music. Going back to what we had spoke about previously about the Northern Cree and the 9-time. Nominations. There was a moment, or there was a year where we got the opportunity to perform at the Grammys on at the pre-telecast show. We opened up the show, and it was just such an awesome feeling, being there, being who we are, singing our music. I look back at that, and I still can never find the words to describe how proud. We were how proud I was. I know that I could speak on behalf of the group as a whole that we were so proud. We were so confident in who we were, and we believe that we deserve to be there just like anybody else, any of those other mainstream groups. But our music is very powerful, and I've always since that moment I've always wanted to be able to just play our music. Play our traditional music because that's who I am. That's where I come from. I'm from the res, man. And there's so many other opportunities that I had growing up where I could have picked up a guitar, and it was a lot of my friends, some of my family, my cousins, they played guitar, and I thought it was really cool too. But there was just something about it that was a little bit for myself. I can only speak on behalf of myself. I was more drawn to our traditional music and the feeling that I got from it.
So like the culture and the singing and the drumming really played a part in you getting sober.
Absolutely, absolutely. If I have a few albums out now, I'm about to release a third here in a few days. But my first album is titled "Singing Is Healing." And that, it touches on a lot of things, and alcohol and marijuana is one of those things that it touches on, healing from that, healing to be a new person, I guess, a better person, a better version of myself. What singing has always been an outlet for me for a lot of good, for a lot of things. It's helped me in some of the worst times of my life. But it's also been there in some of the best times of my life.
I know that the in the traditional like dancing and powwows and stuff like that, the cultural aspect, sometimes you're not allowed to participate if you've been drinking or using drugs for a certain time. In your early sobriety, was that difficult?
I mean, I've always been aware of that, like growing up, that was one of the things that we we're told, you know, if you're drinking, don't come to ceremony, or if you're on, if you know, on drugs, don't come to ceremony. And you know, it's kind of always been a thing that I was aware of growing up. And so all along, you know, I was never drinking, you know, around the drum or anything like that. It was more of a thing that we would do during the week, or you know, when we weren't traveling or whatever.
Yeah.
And there may have been some times, you know, where we ended up at functions and, you know, ended up doing things like that.
You know, I said this before, and it was, you know, sometimes the people who are, you know, struggling, really are the people that really need that culture and that, you know, tradition back in their lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, I strongly agree with that, Ralph. I've probably experienced that for myself, but I've seen that all along, in my lifetime, where, you know, people who, maybe going through their own struggles, whatever that might be. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, drugs. I mean, alcohol. Maybe it's drugs, or maybe it's neither of them. You know, they're struggling with whatever it is happening in their life, and you know, that's what ceremony is for. You know, it brings out the good in you. It cleanses your spirit. It really does make you a better person. It opens your eyes to a lot of things.
So how are you living your life like now? What's driving your sobriety?
You know, ever since I put away a lot of that old me, I've had so many good things happen. You know, I've just had so many good things happen my way. You know, little things in the beginning, such as, you know, just the everyday satisfaction of, you know, not waking up with a hangover, or not having this depression or whatever it was that I was feeling in that time, you know. And eventually I met my partner, and then over time we, you know, good things have happened. We now have a beautiful family. I have three beautiful girls, a very lovely wife. We have a very beautiful home, drug and alcohol free home. And that's the kind of thing that I want to be able to show our girls, is, you know, because I was, like I said before, I was never raised around alcohol and drugs, and it wasn't something that was in our home really ever. And that's something that, because I was taught that, and I lost my way somewhere when I was younger, but I'm back to, you know, understanding and life, really. Yeah. Being grateful for the life that I have, being grateful for you know every morning giving thanks to Creator. You know, Creator didn't forget to wake me up this morning, so I'm thankful for that. You know, just every little thing, it's beautiful. This is how we live our life now. We go to our family here. We you know, we're not even really supposed to be bragging about things like this. And I don't feel like I'm bragging, but you're asking me a question.
Yeah.
How I live my life now. And, you know, we're very happy, and we love to go to ceremony every week. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important to show people, you know, before you got sober, and then what you're living like now, and how good it is, you know. And people can say, you know, I want to live that better life, you know, I don't want to go back to how I was before.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not perfect, but if there's anything that I can share to anybody out there, is there's always a better life. You know, if you're struggling, whatever it might be, there's always a better life. And there's a word that I always heard growing up, and that was always told to me, was it comes from the my people, the Cree people, and they say aga me mo. It means to always keep moving forward, always keep trying.
Oh yeah, always, and even if you fall, you keep getting up and dust yourself off and keep going. Don't ever give up.
That's the beauty of life. You know, it's not, nothing is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Nothing is going to be perfect. I mean, at times it might feel perfect, which is beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, you know, when things are feeling perfect, but we all have our own struggles, you know, some of us have greater struggles than others.
Yeah. So how long have you been sober for?
See, I'm not even counting the days, the months, days, years.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
go with it.
Yeah.
I just go with it, Ralph, and I'm thankful.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people kind of, they're, you know, they do count, and it's so grateful for all of those, that time sober, you know, and they're proud of it. But at the same time, you can get kind of lost in that, you know?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Ralph. I'm 35 now. You know, younger, I didn't start drinking until I picked up the bottle when I was about 18 or so. But when I was about 22-ish, I really wanted to stop drinking. I didn't like that lifestyle. And it was really tough. And, you know, I tried that method of, all right, I've been sober 14 days now. And then it got to, I've been sober 54 days now. And then, you know, you lose track, and then it's kind of like, feels like pressure. From what I can remember back, you know, it was that pressure of that expectation of, you know, yourself, but it also felt like, because I was bragging out to people, like, I've been sober this many days, you know, I felt like people were looking at me and, you know, waiting for me to fail. So I don't even tell anybody anything anymore. I don't even tell myself anything. I take it one day at a time, and life is good. Life is beautiful.
Yeah. And you said you and your partner are sober. Is it being with a partner that's sober? Do you guys help each other out, or is it just like living day to day? Like you said, one day at a time.
It's living day to day, one day at a time. You know, my partner, she's never experienced drinking in her life. She's never, so we kind of have a different experience. She's never drank or done drugs. So I'm like, you know, a little bit different experience, but you know, we come together we blend quite great.
Yeah, it seems like it would be, you know, kind of helpful for each other. But living day to day and living your sober life is awesome.
Yeah, I also want to say, you know, it's not her responsibility to feel or to be the one who's making sure I'm sober. It's not her duty. That's not my partner's duty. And you know, it's my duty. My sobriety doesn't rely on anybody but me. It doesn't, you know, I think I said what I wanted to say.
Yeah, definitely.
I find like a lot of younger couples out there, you know, they want to be sober for any time, this period of time. And
okay. yeah. No worries. Let's talk about your upcoming record.
Yeah, this is really excited. It's going to be, it'll be my third release. It's going to be available on October 25th, and you'll be able to find it on all music platforms. So wherever you get your music, Apple, Spotify, what else is out there? Wherever you get your music, it'll be available on YouTube as well. But I want to encourage everybody to purchase the album on Apple. It's going to be titled Sing, Pray, Love. That's the title of the album. Now, my first two albums, they're a little bit different from this third one. And the only why I say that is because This third one, I included my wife, which is a very beautiful addition to have that woman's voice present on the album. It's it's different in a good way. This third album, I've included my wife. You know, we sing at home quite often. We sing at home, we sing on the road. During the pandemic, we created a show on Facebook called Coffee and Stories with Auntie and Sing Along and Smudge with Uncle. And what we did was every morning we would just get up, have coffee, go on Facebook Live and visit the people. And, you know, at this time, I was fairly brand new to singing by myself. I've never sang by myself ever. And, you know, I've always been a singer. I've always sang with Northern Cree, but not in front of people by myself. So it was brand new to me. And my wife was very encouraging, I guess you could say. At the time, if we were back in time, then I'd say my wife was really pushy on me. She was trying to make me sing. But I look back at it and I'm like, you know what? She was very encouraging and very helpful during that time. And it allowed me to find myself as a soloist. So during the pandemic, that's what we did. We sang songs and we shared songs for the people. We told stories. We shared laughs and just drank coffee. And then this happened every morning because, you know, during the pandemic, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't leave our houses. We couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So what did we have? We had social media. And, you know, my wife is she's a full-time comedian. And so she's really good at doing things like that, speaking to the people and whatnot. And me, I was just brand new to all of it. And I didn't really know what to do other than to sing. And, you know, she kind of brought me out of my shell. And I'm now into storytelling and now into motivational speaking. And, you know, so I look back at that and the pandemic was a brutal time for all of us, but you know, some of the good that I can take out of it is that it really helped me become who I am.
Wow, so amazing. Before we end this, can I ask you, what would you say to someone who is, you know, currently struggling with either alcohol or drug addiction? How would you encourage them?
You know, not necessarily to anybody who's struggling with alcohol or drugs, but you know, anybody who's struggling with anything, whatever that might be, I encourage you to you know, maybe if you are First Nations, you know, find your ways, try to find out who you are, where you come from. Our ceremonies are so powerful. You know, there's powwows, but you know, then again, powwow is more like a social event. But if that's what helps you, then, you know, I want to encourage you to keep doing that. But there's so many other ceremonies that we have, as First Nations people. Different tribes have their own ceremonies and whatnot. But, prayer is very powerful. You look, even if somebody's telling you that prayer is powerful, you might just think, you know, okay. Yeah, sure. But you have to believe. You have to believe that prayer that you're saying is powerful. You have to believe that prayer that you're making is going to help heal, whether, you know, whatever it is that you're praying for. You have to believe, and then that's when that prayer becomes very powerful. You know, maybe you're in a time in your life where you feel like all things are not going the way you'd like to see them happen. Pray about it, you know. It may not happen instantly, but eventually, you know, your prayers are gonna be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I can almost guarantee you that, you know, it's very, very powerful. Find who you are. Find something that you love to do. Maybe it's dancing, maybe it's singing. And do those things, you know, do those things. And, you know, We're also at a time right now where social media, you know, it can be good, but it also can be devastating. And you know, if you're doing something, dancing or singing, and it's making you feel good, but people on social media are saying negative things to you about it, you know, just never mind all that. The only thing that matters is as long as it's making you feel good, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Joel, I want to thank you so much for taking this time. I know you're busy and got to go here soon, but where can people find you, like on socials and such?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Joel Alex Wood. My Facebook has a different handle. I believe it's nc.joelwood or some joelwood.nc. My TikTok, I'm rarely on there, but it's Joel Alex Wood. What else? I do have a Snapchat. I can't remember what it is. But find me on Instagram. You'll be able to find my music, like as mentioned, on Apple Music, Spotify. I do have a YouTube channel, Joel Wood. Find me on there. And yeah, make sure that you catch the drop on October 25th. Sing, Pray, Love is going to be available. Has some beautiful tracks on there. The tracks include powwow music, round dance music, prayer music, flute music. So it's all bunched together. And it's going to be beautiful. I've been listening to it nonstop. Every time I get in my vehicle, I play it and I jam it. And I just can't wait for everybody else to listen to the album.
So awesome. Can I have your permission to play one of your songs on the outro of this?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which song are you thinking, though?
Which one do you want us to play?
There's a song called Guskunapik Skwewin.
Okay.
I know that might be a little bit tough, but it's from the album that's titled Miigwenak Gamusaganat. I think it's song number 4, Guskunapik Skwewin.
Okay, sounds awesome. Joel, man, I want to really thank you again for sharing on this podcast. I know what you're saying is going to help other people out there that are wanting to get sober and, you know, even curious about getting sober. So, Joel, thank you so much. Kuyana.
All right, Ralph. I hope that, I hope this does some good for whoever is able to hear it. Anything I can do to help.
Well, that's all for today's show. I hope you, the listeners, found some inspiration, strength, and hope. Listen next week when I have another strong, courageous person on who's walking with us on this healing journey. This program is available as a podcast. You can hear this and many more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts or at anonymouseskimo.com. Join in the Anonymous Eskimo Project, Saturdays at 3 p.m., Sundays at 8 p.m. on KSKO, serving the western interior of Alaska for more than 4 decades. I'm your host, Ralph Sara. Biura!
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.